I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. The city of New Orleans earlier this year removed statues of Confederate President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Asheville has its own monument to a Confederate leader, Zebulon Vance, who served as North Carolina's governor during the Civil War and U.S. Senator during the post-war Reconstruction period. The future of the prominent landmark in Pack Square is now under debate, as is the lack of equivalent commemoration of Asheville's deep African American history. The Asheville Municipal Building sits at the other end of Pack Square from the Vance Monument. It's home to the city's police and fire departments, and a new plaque that honors the man who designed the building, James Vester Miller.
Mr. Miller was the son of a slave and the son of a slave master.
Historian Kevin Frazier says Miller is a crucial figure in how Asheville looks today.
When he was about fifth grade, he got bored with school and very interested in construction and notably brick masonry, and apprenticed with brick masons and became an extraordinary brick mason himself, opened his own construction firm, and most of our most beloved buildings from the early 20th century in Asheville were done by him and his firm.
What's notable about the Miller plaque installed on the municipal building late last month is that it is one of the few, if any, commemorations of Asheville's African-American history on its most prominent space, Pack Square. UNC Asheville political scientist Dwight Mullen writes the annual State of Black Asheville report. He says the lack of memorials and commemorations adds to the issues the city's dwindling black population already faces.
It's very difficult when we can't point to specific things that your roots are in, to tell you that this is what you have been about, this is where you come from, look at where you might go. And so for a lot of kids here, a lot of young people, even adults in many cases, they're without purpose.
Mullen says a lot of the history for African Americans in Pack Square is painful. Not only was it the site of slave auctions before the Civil War,
but it also is after slavery was the site of the domestic servitude that African American, particularly women, had in terms of being day laborers for the wealthy class here.
Mullen explains that during the Jim Crow era, day laborers, mostly black women, were picked up on nearly the exact same spot slaves were auctioned off a century before. They did chores for wealthy families such as washing and ironing before being dropped back off at the square. Nothing right now on Pack Square points to this history at all.
We're at a stage, and I really do consider this evolutionary. I think it takes time to work people to it. But a more mature approach includes not just our positive accomplishments, but also some of our failings.
So, what of the Vance Monument, named for a Confederate leader, slaveholder, and politician who stoked racial animosities to stop full civil rights from being granted to African Americans following the Civil War? Professor Mullen has a thought, prefacing it with how he is not an elected official, which might allow him to speak more freely.
I think that a proper commemoration would be to let it fall down and let it lay where it drops, because it is a monument to the Confederacy, and we can't forget that historical element of Asheville, is that it participated in the Civil War on the losing side.
Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer is an elected official, and her thoughts on the future of the Vance Monument are more measured.
I think that's a fairly complicated issue, and I think that is not something that one person can unilaterally make a decision about. I think that is going to require a community conversation.
The city may not be able to remove the monument even if it wanted to, thanks to a state law passed 2 years ago. The Historic Artifact Management and Patriotism Act of 2015 forbids local governments from removing permanently statues like the Vance Monument without the approval of the North Carolina Historical Commission. So the Vance Monument isn't going anywhere for now, and to UNC Asheville history professor Darren Waters, that presents an opportunity.
And I'm not necessarily advocating the removal of these, but I am advocating for us to reimagine how the monuments are interpreted, because they provide objects from which we can learn and which we can talk about, you know, deeper things, not just kind of surface level things regarding history and memory, but that forces us to think more deeply about it.
Zebulon Vance is also memorialized on the grounds of the North Carolina State Capitol in Raleigh, as well as in the U.S. Capitol's Statuary Hall in Washington, where each state honors two citizens with statues. So Asheville isn't alone on the Vance question, nor on whether Confederate leaders should still be memorialized. All of the South is still answering that question. For BPR News, I'm Matt Bush.